doing, and I'm just talking positionally. I don't know what everybody else is doing, but we're going and we're going to evaluate our performances, things we've done and things that we could do better, you know, to help our team. And that's, and hopefully, you know, everybody's doing that, because at the end of the day, it takes all 11 of us on offense, and we need to do something and keep the ball rolling.
How would you evaluate your performance so far?
Hasn't been the best, but then again, it's early in the season, and I can't, you know, be down upon myself. We still got 11 games left, if I'm counting it right, I think. 10. Still got 10 games left. And just go out there and play the rest of these 10 games, and hopefully it all turns around for the offense entirely, because not only my performance, but all of us need to get it together and get it going.
How will you clear your mind during the break?
What's the plan? I'm going to be with my family and my future family. Hopefully something shakes this week so I won't have to leave out there. And, hopefully that'll ease my mind a little bit if this happens. But we'll see.
Any plans? This offense can still be explosive.
Of course. We have so much talent, man. We have so much talent. We're beat up, but – then again, I'll put our offense against anybody, and I believe that we should make plays. And hopefully, you know, what I'm saying reflects that when we come off a bye week, because it really shows nonstop. We've seen it all OTAs. We've seen it all every practice. You see it. We just got to put it together when it comes to Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whenever we play.
If Golden's out, how much of a hit would that be?
Golden's a guy. You know what I'm saying? Golden's a special guy, and we need – obviously, we need a goal in this offense, but it's football. You got to move on. You got to take different steps, and we'll figure out ways to make up for his loss. I don't know his situation. I'm just a player. My pay grade is to play. I don't do the medical aspects of it, but hopefully he's okay, and hopefully we'll get him back soon.
With Aaron Rodgers out probably for the season, what do you think that does for you?
Man, we was gonna beat. Nah, let me stop. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Again, I don't know what his situation is. But you can never doubt Green Bay. You can never doubt Minnesota. You can never doubt Chicago. Those games are played at a different level when you're in the division. So it doesn't matter who's at the helm for them at quarterback. That game will be played with intensity. That game will be played with attitude. That game will be played with heart. So it don't matter who's at the helm and who's quarterbacking for him. That game's still going to be intense. And anybody can still walk out of that game win a winner or a loser. So we're just going to treat it as if, you know, they're still the Green Bay Packers.
Do you think there's a door opened a bit wider for you guys?
I mean, you guys think that, right? I'm just playing. I mean, everybody thinks that, but at the end of the day, we've beaten Green Bay since I've been here with Aaron Rodgers. So I mean, it is what it is. So we're just gonna take it like that, and hopefully we come out. I mean, at the end of the day, that's always our biggest fight every year since I've been here. So I look forward to that one. That Green Bay game is always, you know, always fun. It doesn't matter, like I said, it doesn't matter who's at quarterback, who's at free safety, who's at line, who's playing line. You know, it is what it is.